In response to directives from the European Commission, the lower house of parliament has passed new legislation regarding the employment and residence of foreigners in the Czech Republic. Foreign residents will be required to have sufficient health insurance and their residency permits will have to have biometric information, such as fingerprints. Also, foreigners facing deportations will be able to request an asylum hearing. To find out more about the new bill and what it will mean for foreigners in the Czech Republic, Radio Prague's Christian Falvey spoke to Lucie Sládková, who heads the International Organization for Migration.
Well, the amendment has 380 paragraph change, so please, I cannot go in details. The important thing is, for example, that there is the directive implemented which will say that the responsibility for the work of migrants will be on the employer, which means that he or she will be punished if illegal work is going to be performed by migrant worker. No agency, but the ultimate responsibility of employer, which is a good thing.
Why is that a good thing from your point of view?
Well, because there must be a responsibility of those who really need workers and not for those who are the recruitment agency or working agency. So when something happens and migrants are not in possession of good contract or they're not given the right wage, then the employer says, well, you know, they're not my employees. They're employees of the recruitment agency. So now in the law it will be stated that the responsibility is with the employer, not with the agency.
The proposal also puts forward the idea of turning the foreign police into a civilian agency. Do you see
right.
that as having a practical effect on foreigners in the Czech Republic?
I would like to correct you a little bit. It is not going to be civil sort of authority. Alien police will be always alien police, but the numbers of policemen will be reduced and they will be put into the regions. But the permanent residency applications and as well the long-term residency applications will be considered by Ministry of Interior, which is civilian sector.
And lastly, there's this idea of introducing a blue card for foreigners to authorize them for long-term residence in the Czech Republic
right.
and to be employed here. What exactly is the purpose of that when, obviously, foreigners are already able to get residence and work here?
Blue card is a European issue, is a European topic. The Czech Republic introduced green card before, which has nothing to do with American thing. The blue card says that there will be differences between highly educated or highly skilled migrants that will get the residency. And the only purpose is that it's going to be more quick, faster than the normal application for long-term stay for purpose of employment.
Christian Falvey was talking there to Lucie Sládková from the International Organization for Migration.